Hello? Could you please answer the door? It's fucking freezing out here.
Hi! Your wife sent me. Can I come in? I texted her and told her you didn't seem like you were here. Why, thank you. Can you please text her a photo of my face so she knows your companion has arrived? Yes, I know. I'll explain. Just send it. It's part of the arrangement. Sorry. Now that I'm inside, I need to take off my coat. I take it you like my Santa's little helper outfit. It's actually appropriate if you think about it, since I'm going to be helping you. Calm down. Don't worry. Let me explain before you panic. Your wife sent me to be your companion for the evening and for the morning. That's why the picture. I'm your Christmas present from her. Oh, she's got something for you to unwrap in front of the kids. Something boring that the kids will just see as a gift that moms give dads. But you won't be going home until Christmas Eve. I have answers to all those questions. Well, let's start by saying your wife loves you. You've taken so much responsibility for everything that's going on in your lives. Yeah, she told me all about it. She says you've been a loving and supporting husband, a great father, and every day she feels how much you deeply love her, even though she's put you through so much. Well, she feels horrible because after her cancer treatment, she hasn't been able to help you with your needs. Please, let me finish. She actually told me you were going to say that. You knew what might happen, and she knew you wouldn't force her to do that. Yes, sir, it's the most respectable answer in your situation, and I personally commend you. But your wife feels horrible. She just hasn't had the energy to be excited about intimacy. Can we sit down? Yes, I'm totally forward. Your lap just looked more comfortable than the chair. Stop, it's okay. So your wife's been doing some snooping. Your wife looked through your browser history and then looked for companions in this area that might fit what you watch. You know, due to all that time you choose to jerk off instead of cheating. So many men would. You are special. So I'm the key she's giving you to open the lock of sex partners. She's actually wanted to tell you this for years, but she couldn't get the words out. I'm here as her voice to get the words out for her. She wants you to fuck. Well, here's her wishes. She wants you to do whatever you want with me. But after me, anyone after me, you have to make sure that you are safe and protected, that you come home every night, that you keep her informed. Yes, she wants to open up your marriage. Text her and ask. There you go. You can bed other women, but you can only sleep with her. Business trips are business trips. Why me? Well, first, I found her story adorable. We talked for hours, and I actually gave her a discount since, you know, well. Oh, kind of into it. Well, what's that poking me? Seems you're well-equipped. She didn't lie. I did mention she looked through your browser history, right? I look like about what you search for. Young, brunette, tits large enough to fuck with an hourglass shape who has a clean medical history, would be willing to do anything. That's me. I actually kept it right here in the bra since I knew you were going to ask. Here's my ID. Totally legal. And I'm willing to do anything. Well, I could be your good girl. I could be your brat. I could be your mistress. I could be your slave. I could be your mommy. I'm willing to do anything. What about the girlfriend experience instead? Out of all the options, are you sure about that? Aww. You looked for women that looked like me because we look like her at this age. I'm not sure she realizes that. I know you love your wife, but please, after tonight, don't limit yourself, okay? She loves you. She wants you to be able to get things that she can't provide. So, are you ready to be provided for? Oh, don't worry. It's not my first rodeo. I can take the lead. Close your eyes. Think back to your very first Christmas with her. Now, it might not be a married Christmas, but a Christmas where you were young and in love, okay? We will begin after I count to three. One, two, three. I don't know what I did to deserve a man like you. Merry Christmas, love. Gifts for you. The first one is this. I love you. No, I will say that. I love you and I mean it. You don't have to say it back, but the last few months have been so meaningful to me. I don't want to live my life with anyone else. You don't have to say anything. Just let me do everything. I'm going to give myself to you tonight. No butt stuff, mister. You've been patient with me, and I know you're tired of hand jobs. I'm going to get over my fear of your dick. I want to do something about it. Oh, sweetie. I'm tiny compared to you. Of course it looks huge. Here, this has been poking me in the ass all night, so let me do something about it. What do you mean, not yet? Okay, consider this a stocking stuffer then. It's hard to do a sexy dance like this to this type of Christmas music, but I'm a try hard. Little strip tease though. Off goes the little green elf tunic. No bra. That tunic was tight enough to keep me shelf ready. Off goes the barely there micro mini. Go ahead, grab my ass. I thought you weren't going to. You're always such a gentleman. Gonna prove me wrong, huh? I'm gonna keep my hat on, so why don't you roll my panties down while my ass is in your face, Ah, that's it. Sounds like you like what you see, You want me to keep the thigh-high stockings and heels on, I can do that. Rubbing my naked ass against your body feels really good. You can touch me wherever. Okay, time for you to put a little work in, though. Stand up. Oh, fuck. You're huge. Oh, I love the way you're holding me. My love. You'll have plenty of time for my body. Just let me worship yours a bit. Really low. This is fucking huge. For me. I'm glad, though. Oh. I hope I'm okay. Never sucked a cock this big before. You're so hard. It's amazing. This is gonna be perfect for us. Look, I know you want to do other things, but can we fuck? No, fuck. This isn't a make love dick. This is a fucking cock. To break character for a moment. Your wife told me that story. She and I must have talked for a good 2 hours after I decided to be your wife for tonight. Yeah. She knew you were going to ask me to be your wife because you don't know how to be with anybody else. It's okay, it's sweet. But my loving future husband, you know, it would be really sweet, huh? As if you fucked me for the first time without a condom. I'm ovulating. I know you want to do all those nasty things to me. You want to come deep in my throat, don't you? Oh. You want to fuck my tits? You want to spray my body with your cum? Your browser history says so. Oh. Well, we could do one of those things right now. What was that look? Hey, mister. After I give you the wife experience, why don't we switch gears and you take the whore experience, huh? Well, if you think that was impressive, the way I swallowed you. You taste good, by the way. Wait till I ride you like your Santa's sleigh and just be your ho, ho, ho. Now, why don't you show your wife how much you love me by fucking my face, huh? As I was saying, I know you want to do all those nasty things, but I want you to come inside me. I want you to get me pregnant, to knock me up. I want you to use that big cock to make room inside me for our baby. So fucking what I need it. I need you to do this my way, though, okay? Later we could do it your way, but I want you to mount me and doggy style me. Make me come. Don't be gentle. Don't try to make love to me. Fuck me. Use me like you wanted to use me at the top of the Ferris wheel at the fair. Remember that? Where you paid your friend at the controls extra money to keep us at the top. That was the highest I've ever came. I felt sorry for the puddle he must have had to clean up between my juices and your puddle of cum from when I made you jack off for me. Oh, that's right. Oh, all the way in. Oh, fucking shit. Oh, you know, we sting any time. Oh, God, it's gonna hurt. Don't stop, keep going. That'll make it feel better. Fuck. Oh, yes, grab my tits. Reach around. Squeeze them. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. You can bruise me. It's okay. Oh, God. God. As much as I love how you're trying to fuck yourself inside my cervix, rod. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I've never taken someone this fucking deep. I'm gonna come. I've never come like this. Use me like your dirty whore. Oh, God. Just slap your cum dumpster. Oh, yes. Oh, you're hot. Totally frothy, baby batter deep inside my incubator. Oh, don't you like this tight pussy? It was made for your baby. It's made for you. Oh, God. It's yours forever if you want it. I love you so fucking much. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. Make me feel like a goddess and a whore at the same time. God. I want to come down on my knees and pleasure you every night with my mouth, with my tits, mostly. Oh, God. This. Oh, God. My wet pussy. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck a baby into me. Come at me. Spray. Oh, God. Give me your fucking nut. Oh, shit. I think. Oh, God. Did you spray love in me? Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. I didn't know someone could come this much. Oh. I've never really come on a cock before. I'm sorry. I feel both of us flooding down my thighs and it's making me twitch. Oh, fuck. Get your phone. Take a picture of my fucked body. Then a close-up of my cum-filled pussy and send it to your wife. Oh, she wanted evidence of your opened gift, aka my pussy. She wanted to know you used it. Can you hold me, please? I've never come on a cock before. Not kidding. I fake it with my clients. Okay. Kiss me. I love you. I love you. Oh, now. Now you tell me you love me after you fuck the shit out of me. I see how it is. You don't love me, you just love my pussy. Well, my pussy breaks hearts. She only paid for one night. If you want to pay for another night, sure, but not what you mean. Oh, that's nice of you to say, but I personally can't afford to. You're just high on the fact that you shot a week's worth of jizz into me. I'll stay with you for one more night. That's my gift to you. That's so you can tell your wife that even though you're away, you're going to bed with her. Shh. You're running on emotions that haven't been tapped. I love you. I've loved you since I met you. And I will love you until you leave. If we're meant to be, it will find a way. But I love you because of your love for your wife and her love for you. I'm honored to be a part of it. But I won't have you replace me for her. No, you'll go home. Your kids will run to you because daddy is home. You'll see your wife who is tired because she's barely had a break to herself. You'll pull her into your arms and you'll kiss the stuffing out of her. And you'll tell her that you love her. She'll tell you that she loves you and this, what we have right now, will dissipate. Merry Christmas, my loving husband, for the next 2 days. Just feel my love, and I'll make love to you. Yeah, he's asleep. I wore him out. He asked me to stay another night, and I'm going to. I want to apologize in advance before he gets home. It's just, I want to prepare you that there's a chance he's going to ask you if I can move in with you and the kids. Something about a studio above the garage. I told him he was high because he hadn't come with someone in so long. What do you mean, name my price?